In Seattle, leaders have repealed a tax that was supposed to address the city's growing homelessness problem. The so-called head tax was seen as targeting Amazon, the city's largest private employer. Simone Alisea from member station KNKX in Seattle reports.
The city council passed the tax unanimously last month, but then Amazon, Starbucks, and others helped fund a campaign to put the head tax question to voters. A majority of council members, like Lorena Gonzalez, decided they couldn't win that fight.
It is clear in this case that money has funded this campaign to put us in a situation where we are repealing this law, and that's the truth.
The vote was 7-2 to repeal. Councilmember Kshama Sawant was one of the nay votes. She, unlike other council members, has referred to the head tax explicitly as an Amazon tax.
It is magical thinking to believe that somehow you will be able to win a tax like this without making enemies out of Jeff Bezos. No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy.
The tax was going to raise more than $47 million for housing and emergency homeless services in Seattle. Head tax opponents like Julie Hall have questions as they see more and more tents in their neighborhoods.
We're tired. We're tired of not seeing results.
Head tax proponents spoke about the urgency of the homelessness crisis. Here's Reverend Cecilia Kingman.
We have a moral imperative to give all our families a home.
It's unclear where this episode leaves Seattle in its efforts to fight homelessness or in its relationship with a major employer. And all of this could serve as a warning for cities looking to land Amazon's second headquarters. For NPR News, I'm Simone Alisea in Seattle.